In 1996, this country set a record for mergers. Hundreds of billions of dollars were spent by major American corporations to buy other major American corporations. In a few instances, the federal government raised concerns about acquisitions, but most of the large shopping lists were approved by regulators, and companies merged and acquired as they wished. Is this a good thing or a bad thing for this country? Michael Mandel is economics editor for Business Week magazine. He joins us from our bureau in New York. Mr. Mandel, after a long history, particularly in this century, of concerns about bigness, about big business, we don't seem to be hearing many cries of alarm this year about mergers. Now, why is that?
It has to do with why the mergers are happening. Most of the big mergers this year are coming about because of deregulation. Deregulation means that you're having a lot more competition, so that rather than these mergers being an attempt to dominate a market, these are really scared mergers. These are companies that are merging because they see increased competition rather than decreased. The biggest places where we've seen mergers this year has been in telecom, in banking, in utilities, in broadcasting, all these places where you've had deregulation. And so this is not mergers we used to worry about in the past, which were companies getting bigger that were going to raise prices. These are markets where prices are falling and will continue to fall.
The feds have stepped in to prevent a few companies from merging. Two big drugstore chains were told that they could not become one really big drugstore chain.
That's right.
Presumably because they could then raise prices in certain parts of the country where they would dominate the market. Is that really all that is left of concerns about price fixing?
We have to have a really aggressive antitrust division to keep us away from the situation that you're worried about, which is big companies that can raise prices. Right now, what the antitrust people should really be worried about, I mean, I sort of hate to say this, but are sort of companies like Microsoft, which are sort of dominating their industry without the benefit of mergers.
In some cases, the government seems to be urging concentration rather than competition, like, for example, the recent Boeing-McDonnell Douglas merger. I know that has national security implications, that the government wants to preserve the military-industrial complex to some extent. But isn't the government sort of acting against interests there?
Well, look, there's two pieces to the Boeing-McDonnell merger. One is on the civilian side, and on that side, McDonnell simply wasn't a real player anymore. On the military side, the truth is that the history of our military procurement policy has been pretty poor up to this point, and they're trying something new. I have no idea whether it's going to work or not, and neither do they. It really is going to depend on what sorts of military needs we face in the future and whether or not we end up with the base that we need.
So far, you keep suggesting that that none of this is a problem. It all appears to be okay. Competition appears to be intact. Could it get to be a problem?
It could get to be an enormous problem. So far, up to this point, the mergers that we've seen have added to competition rather than subtracting. But it could keep going up to the point where you have one or two or three companies that dominate their markets. And that becomes the problem, not just because they raise prices for consumers, but because they get flabby. And that's the place where having an effective antitrust department really needs to be important. You need to have people that are watching the markets that can say, okay, stop, you've gone far enough.
What about the possibility that the government might go after a company that didn't merge to get big, but just got big? And might suggest to a company like Microsoft, hi, Microsoft, how about becoming two or three companies?
Well, I think that that's an important role for the government to play. This is not the easiest thing for government regulators to do. Most of their tools are set up to deal with these merger questions, the mergers eliminating competition. They have a lot more trouble with the Microsoft type question, which has a successful company gotten too big because, you know, on the one hand, Microsoft has gotten big by doing well. On the other hand, you have this sense that at some point they're going to get so big that it's going to be counterproductive for the rest of the economy.
Michael Mandel is economics editor for Business Week magazine. He is the author of a new book on jobs and security. It's called High Risk Society, Peril and Promise in the New Economy.